Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are your host of the CHS Sports and Activities Podcast. I'm Senior Jax Luckner.
I'm Senior Reagan McBee.
And Junior Zach Schoaf.
And today, for the second podcast in a row, our fourth member, Mr. Jacob Wilson, is not joining us because he has a ridiculous cough.
Still.
Yep.
It's been pretty loud, and we cannot get anything done, so we decided to kick him out of the room.
We feel bad, but when it comes to important things, we got to get it done.
Yeah. So, let's start off. A hot topic going around the school right now is first basketball game coming up on Friday against Cheney.
Yep.
And Cheney, known for their basketball team, like I talked about previous episodes, they have a couple guys who can go out and they can make plays. And overall, I like our boys' chances going into the game.
Really?
I really do. I feel like our seniors are leaders, and I feel like our juniors can step in and play some good varsity minutes.
They just need to have confidence. They don't need to overthink everything about Cheney, and they just need to ignore everything they heard about them and pretend that they're a decent team. They're the same way Clearwater is. They don't need to go in saying, oh, we're done for. This team is so amazing. No. They're the same as you, but just have a little more sporty activities going on in their life, so.
Yeah, there's no reason to go into this game thinking, oh, screw it, we lost. Like, no, just go in there, play your best, and who knows? Maybe a guy's upset, come out, start off the year 1-0 and taking down a team that just made the – or I think they were one game shy of the sub-state – or no, they – no, I don't remember what they did at sub-state. But overall, I mean, they're contenders. They're in sub-state every year. Well, they're winning sub-state games every year. Mm-hmm. They made it to state a couple years ago. And there's no reason to go into this game thinking that, oh, they're better, screw it. Like, no, go in there, play your best. And you got a whole town behind you. Yeah. I'm sure those stands are going to be packed on Friday. And I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of kids in our student section. So good luck to our boys. Good luck to all the seniors. Go out there. Go lead. Go all the juniors stepping up into some big roles. We're behind all you guys. We're supporting you.
Yeah. And the girls, I've heard so far that there's a couple tall girls at Cheney. But they have a lot of our girls have a lot of confidence in the outcome of the game. So I'm hoping that they go out strong.
Oh, for sure. The Cheney High School basketball team for the girls, they have a girl who just committed to San Diego State to play volleyball. Uh-huh. And her name is Campbell Haig. She is 6'2", 6'3", something along those lines. She is one of the Wheat State elite players, and she's pretty good. She's actually really good, I should say. But go out there. Play your best game.
Yeah.
And just know, like I said, you got a whole town behind you.
And don't think too much about it.
Keep a positive mindset about it.
What you got for us now, Reagan?
I have some things about wrestling. So there is a invitational on Saturday at Winfield from 9 to 10. So go check that out. And that's all I know about wrestling for right now. So hopefully maybe in the weeks to come, we'll pull somebody in to talk about that and know everything to know about wrestling and how the season's going to go and how they are going.
Yeah, for sure. And like we talked about in the other episode, there's a lot of senior wrestling boys. There's a lot of boys wrestling in general.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple girls going out this year. And like I said, for the basketball guys, all those people that are going out and wrestling, you got a whole town behind you. Even if you got someone on the mat who's a constant state, you know, placer, state champ, whatever, go out there and just give it your all, man. Some people like to lie down and call it quits because there's someone deemed better than them on the opposite side.
Yep.
Don't do that. Just go out there, dude. Come on. And overall, I think our wrestling team can contend for a couple state appearances.
Agreed.
This
I agree.
Year. We had one last year, and we should have had two. And I have no doubt we'll have one or two, maybe even three or four. And I hope we do. And I hope that they can go up there and represent our school really well.
Zach, you have anything?
Not from the Clearwater standpoint. From nationals, I do. Well, more professional. We just ended for PGA, since I'm a golfer guy. We just ended the RSM Classic on November 20th down at Sea Island Seaside Golf Course. Pretty big purse. So basically, if I remember correctly, the purse is just all the score, all of the money you'll be getting divided up by like top five.
Oh, wow.
I may be wrong. It was $8,100,000.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, golf is a big. And first place came in with 19 under par altogether was a Canadian, Mr. A. Svesen. I may say that wrong. Adam Svesen. Pretty good game, I will say that.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Second place was an American, Mr. That's going to be butchered. Thigala. And pretty much. But starting tomorrow through the 4th of December, we will be starting the Hero World Challenge out at Albany Golf Course. I assume that's in Minnesota.
Hmm. Minnesota?
Yeah. The purse is $3.5 million so far. And it's looking pretty good on the lineup. So I
might have to start doing golf.
Yeah.
If that's the money that's going to come out with it.
Mm-hmm. You definitely should. Golf is top tier.
I've always tried to, I haven't always, but me and my dad have gone out to the course a couple times. And I, playing softball almost my whole entire life, trying to do a golf swing is not the thing for softball players. It messes with you
big time. I know for sure. Playing baseball my whole life, and I went out and I started golfing.
It's awkward.
It gets you a lot of power, because if you're a softball or a baseball player and you go out and you hit the golf course, you're going to have a lot of power behind your swing, because you know how to use the hips and you know how to do all that. But it's really going to mess with you trying to hit the ball, actually.
Because they always like, don't golf it whenever you're in softball or baseball. Mm-hmm. Now we actually have to golf it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And PGA Tour golf is really interesting to watch sometimes. There's some times where I can honestly go to sleep and wouldn't care about it, but I mean, sometimes you got guys like Phil Mickelson that are playing, and they hit some shots that are like, you know, how do you even do that? And then sometimes you think, you're like, oh, well, that's luck. Well, they hit it once every tournament, so obviously it's not luck. They're just that good at golf.
Mm-hmm. And it's – people are like, oh, why golf? Why golf? It's like, you see the money you could be making doing this?
And, like, look at all the golfing people, like – hardly any golfers in the PGA Tour are actually, like, in-shape people. Mm-hmm. Like,
John Daly.
Exactly.
He smokes, like, 2 packs of cigars a day and drinks who knows how much of alcohol
during
a tournament.
And then he just rolls around and hits 2 under every single hole.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you don't have to be this big, burly, tough guy to be out there swinging a stick around hitting the old golf ball.
No.
Jumping over to some other pro sports, we have a couple recommendations from people. So, one of our counselors, Miss Ivy Ray, put in a thing. She asked a couple questions, and I would like to know if you guys have anything to say on them. I don't know if you guys know a whole lot about these, but first she asked, are the Dallas Cowboys officially Super Bowl contenders? And me personally, being a Cowboys fan, I do not think so. Because no matter how good they do regular season, they can look like the best team in the league. When it comes around to the actual games that matter, they have a really, really bad tendency to play terrible. And I don't have a single bone in my body that believes they're going to contend this year. I think they're going to get knocked out by a team they have no business being knocked out by. And that's what I have to say. I don't know if you guys have anything else to say.
I don't really watch that football any much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you heard it here. Cowboys fans saying no, do not think they're Super Bowl contenders.
I mean, you never know either.
Never know. But
you might be wrong.
I think I do. So, the next question she had is, who's better, the Buffalo Bills or the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh. I'm only going to say the Bills because I don't like the Chiefs.
I'm going to say the Chiefs because of bias.
So, I'm going to go with Zach here. you could say, oh, the Bills have beat the Chiefs in the regular season the last 3 years. Really? That's all you got to argue for? Divisional round last year. And the Chiefs overall. Chiefs are the best team in the league. Not even close. So, it's Chiefs all the way. And I don't like Chiefs fans. I like the Chiefs. I don't like Chiefs fans. But I know that's going to make Chiefs fans happy. And the last thing she asked is about baseball, professional baseball. She says, who should Aaron Judge sign with? I don't know if you guys know who Aaron Judge is.
Yeah.
He just almost won the Triple Crown for home runs, batting average, and hits, I believe, or on base percentage, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Aaron Judge, or no, it's whatever. But this guy, Aaron Judge, is really good at baseball. And me, as a San Francisco Giants fan, I am very, very biased here. So I'm going to say Aaron Judge should sign with the San Francisco Giants. He's from the Bay Area. He wants to go to the Bay Area, and he has connections with the Giants for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Giants, Aaron. Just go. We need you. After that 2014 championship, we have done nothing since. I mean, 2 years ago, we had the 107-win season, most wins in team history, but what did we do? Lost the first playoff series against the Dodgers that we played. So, go to the Giants. We need you.
Okay, but back to the Buffalo Bills. When was the last time they went to the Super Bowl?
The Buffalo Bills' last time in the Super Bowl, I believe, was 98. And that would have been – let me check here, actually. Buffalo Bills, last Super Bowl they were in.
Because I was just looking it up. It said, like, 93, 94.
I believe they were in 93. 93 was the last year that the Bills went to the Super Bowl. They lost the four Super Bowls in a row, actually, 90, 91, 92, and 93. They lost to the Cowboys in two of those. They lost to the Redskins in one of them. And I do not remember who beat them in the other one. It would have been the Giants. The Giants beat them in the Super Bowl. And they lost in 91 to the Giants after the Bills kicker missed a game-winning field goal. Mm-hmm. And then they lost to the Redskins the next year, and then they lost to the Cowboys and the Cowboys. And they could go back. I can see it with Josh Allen and all the weapons they have on that team. I can see that. But, however, with someone like Patrick Mahomes in the league, you never know.
Yeah.
Because like we saw last year in the divisional matchup, I hate when people use this as like a proving point, but I'll say it. I mean, 13 seconds to get a field goal and you're down on your own 10, and that happened and they won the game in overtime with Patrick Mahomes. That's incredible. So I'm not very high on the Bills being better than the Chiefs. They've outmatched them a couple times recently. Mm-hmm. I will say that, but in the one game that it mattered most, KC delivered and Kansas City beat them. So I'm going to give that nod to the Chiefs. And let's jump over real quick to the World Cup soccer.
You were excited about this yesterday.
USA, dude. Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's incredible.
It's called soccer.
It is called soccer, dude. And it kind of made me happy that they tied with England. I'm not going to lie. I do not watch soccer. I had never watched a soccer match in my life.
I know.
Until yesterday.
Yeah, I saw you watching it. I'm like, why is he watching
when
that?
When the U.S. beat Iran and qualified for the round of 16 World Cup. And I had kept up with them this tournament so far. They tied with Wales, and then they tied with England. And I was a little – I was happy that they tied with England because England's supposed to be this juggernaut. And they were honestly about 7 feet away from beating England too. So – for a country that is not even being close to known as a soccer country, us making the round of 16.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
I love it.
USA, dude. Beating Iran yesterday was so good.
Way to represent our country.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. And the crazy part is, you look on social media, like TikTok, obviously, and Instagram, you see all this stuff about the USA soccer team, and it's awesome because you don't see the United States doing this stuff about the Olympics because the USA dominates the Olympics in a lot of stuff. We have the most gold medals, most silver, most bronze. The Winter Olympics, we dominate, and no one really gets hype about that. It's because we're so used to it, but the one sport we're not used to seeing us be good at is soccer. So the one time that we get out there and we're like, holy crap, soccer, we're playing well at soccer. We're like, let's go, dude. Come on. If all these other countries are going to bash us for not having a good soccer team, screw them. Let's go have a good soccer team and let's go upset them.
We tied with England. That says something.
That says something, dude. England is beating everyone like they're beating everyone like 6-2 and 6-1 and 6-0. And they go out there and they tie with the United States. Like, not only did they tie with us this time, the last time that we played was a tie. And then the time before that in the World Cup was the United States upset England 1-0. And that was in, like, 68 or something like that. It was a long time ago. But it was, like, one of the biggest upset wins in United States history, obviously behind the miracle on ice. But overall, go USA. I love watching the United States soccer team, even though I've never thought I'd say that in my life before. Go USA. I love it.
And the World Cup only happens like once every 4 years.
Yes. So to see, and then we host it in 26.
Seriously?
2026, we will have a World Cup soccer match being played in Kansas City.
Oh, bet.
Yes. So that's going to be a sight to see for all the other countries coming in to see what's good in the United States.
Kansas City, that's...
That's pretty close.
Yeah. So you got to think about what's going to go down then.
So if you're wanting to go Kansas City in 2026, be mindful that it might be a little busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a lot of foreigners.
Yeah.
So another thing brought up, and one of the questions that people were sending in answers for, was about college football, Ohio State in particular. It's a pretty well-known fact here in the Clearwater High School that Keeson Holland is a giant Ohio State football fan. And Keeson Holland wants to know whether C.J. Stroud is going to win the Heisman or not.
I think we know Keeson's opinion on this.
Keeson obviously thinks so.
Yeah.
I think so as well. I think C.J. Stroud has been the best quarterback in college football this year. One person I'd say that's a sleeper for Heisman is Texas running back Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson has been running the heck out of that football recently, just pounding it 200 yards, 2 touchdowns every game. I mean, granted, he's taking 46 handoffs or something like that, something crazy. But, I mean, C.J. Stroud is really good. That's going to make Keeson happy to hear. And let's jump to K-State football. The Sunflower Showdown in football was this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all kind of expected, go Cats. K-State beat the tar out of KU.
Of course it did.
Will Howard was incredible. Kurt Warner's son was good. Deuce Vaughn was pretty solid. It's not like KU played a terrible game. K-State was just the better team. And I'm going to sit here and talk about Will Howard, K-State's quarterback. Will Howard has stepped in, took the number one spot away from transfer quarterback Adrian Martinez, transferred from Nebraska. He was supposed to come in and be the guy that was going to take K-State to a playoff appearance, according to some people. And he went down. Everyone thought, oh, K-State season's done. Like always, they're going to disappoint. And Will Howard has yet to lose a game, I'm pretty sure. Wait, he might have lost to Texas. That's about it. He's destroyed a top six team, number six, Oklahoma State, 48-0.
Oh, my.
And steps out there. He beats Baylor. He beats all these teams. Contends with TCU. And it was crazy, man. So, and then now, speaking of TCU, K-State and TCU will be playing in the Big 12 championship game. And if K-State can win that game, they will knock TCU out of the playoffs. Because right now, TCU is looking at a playoff spot sitting at 11-0, I think. So, go Cats. I don't like TCU. Go Cats all the way. Win that Big 12 championship and make sure TCU does not get in the playoffs.
Because
if TCU gets in, they're just going to waste a game, and it's going to be like Georgia against TCU or something, and that game's going to be 55-0, and I don't want to watch that.
No.
I'm going to get a little personal here about my favorite basketball team, the Dallas Mavericks. They have been super disappointing so far this season, to say the least. The only person that has been disappointing on their team is obviously their superstar, Luka Doncic. And many people know Luka Doncic, and he's right now the number one MVP candidate for this season, and he's been playing like it. He's averaging 34, 35 points a game. Last night against the Golden State Warriors, he put up a 41-point triple-double, 41 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists. And for those of you who don't know, a triple-double is when you have double-digit points, rebounds, assists, or you can have double-digit steals or blocks. And to have a triple-double in the NBA is an incredible feat. But Luka Doncic has over 40 now in his career. So he's the point leader. He's top five in assists. He's number one at triple-doubles. He's top five in steals. And he's playing incredible this year. And the record is 11-10, so it's not looking too great for him, obviously, coming off a they just broke a 5-game losing streak. But, man, that after going to the conference finals last year, I, as a Mavericks fan, I hope to see them back there, and I hope to see them actually win it this time. I was happy enough to see them go that far and defeat the number one seeded Suns that year. So, go Mavs. I'm rooting them on, as always. So, that's going to be about it for the show. We're going to wrap this up here. Not a whole lot to talk about till basketball officially gets in swing, which once we do that, we'll get rolling. But for now, we're just gonna end it. So thank you all for listening. Thanks for dropping in, and I'll talk to you all later.
Bye, everyone.
Have a good one.